If you are wondering why I am here instead of Father Farrell right now, it's because this is our annual Commitment Sunday, which we've marked this weekend ever since the beginning of our parish back in the year 2000. Our gospel really speaks about commitment. So picture the scene. Jesus has gone up to the area of Caesarea Philippi, a very ancient city. This was located, or is located, about 40 miles north of the Sea of Galilee, right near the border of Israel and Syria, a very dangerous place right now. But Caesarea Philippi had been conquered by various people, and each one had left its own mark, especially in the area of religion. So about 800 years before our Lord, the Canaanite people built their temple to the god Baal, B-A-A-L, the god of fertility. And then about 300 years before Jesus, the Greeks conquered, and they built their temple to the god Pan, the god of nature. And then at the time of Jesus, there were the Romans, and they built their temple to the god Caesar, because Caesar, since the time of Julius Caesar, had been declared divine. So imagine, here's our Lord, and he stands in the midst of these three pagan temples. He asks the disciples, well, who do people say that I am? Being good Jews, they know that our Lord's not one of these false gods. They do say, well, some say John the Baptist. Well, in the gospel, John's already been arrested and executed by Herod Antipas. Some say Elijah. Elijah was supposed to come again right before the Messiah. Some say another prophet, so someone who speaks God's word. So our Lord says to them, well, who do you say that I am? Peter says, you're the Christ. Right answer. Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, true God who became true man. St. Peter, though, does not realize how right he is, because Jesus is not the Messiah that many people thought he would be. At that time, many of the Jews, including St. Peter, probably thought the Messiah was going to be like this general, coming into this world with an army of angels to wipe out the Romans and reestablish this kingdom of Israel. Now, Jesus is the suffering servant Messiah that Isaiah spoke of in our first passage, the one who would be the new Lamb of God, the Passover Lamb, who would take our sins upon himself, offer himself as a sacrifice for sin, and rise. So when Jesus tells the apostles, I am going to be arrested and killed, but rise again, Peter doesn't like what he hears. So he rebukes Jesus, and Jesus rebuked him, saying, get behind me, Satan. Satan not in the sense of devil, but Satan, the word meaning the adversary, the tempter, the one who makes us trip and fall, the one who takes us off the right path. Our Lord has no time for such talk. No, Jesus says, if you really believe that I'm the Messiah, the Son of God, the Lord and Savior, then you have to commit yourself to denying yourself, taking up your cross, and following after me. Well, my brothers and sisters, as we think about our own little Commitment Sunday, let us pause and consider that in many ways we live in our own little Caesarea Philippi right now. We could imagine there are these temples. So there's still the temple of the god Baal, the god of fertility, except we would call it the god of sexuality and all the sensual pleasures that that temple offers. And then there's the temple to the god Pan, the god of nature, except we could call it the temple of materialism and the accumulation of wealth and money and